with Kevin.
Have you ever been unclothed from the waist down?
This has been a moment with Kevin. And now, a moment with Kevin.
So, did you get to at least say, I challenge you to a drool, or did the security...
Hold on, a drool.
I challenge you to a drool.
That would be the scathing with the drool coming out.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's Monday, and I hate it, and I don't like it, and I'm going to go home and screw all this.
But you do like the Weekend Nextdoor app update.
I do love those. That might get me through my pain.
These are some of the better ones that I've been able to find.
Okay.
I'm thinking of staying in the Motel 6 next week, the one off Madison, then 80. How murdered should I expect to be?
See, now that's a valid question. That's not a lunatic. That's someone who really knows the world.
To whoever loudly dumped their boyfriend on the street at 2 a.m. this morning for pretty good reasons, I want to buy you a bottle of champagne.
Wait, these are... I'm liking these people. What's going on?
They are pretty good, yeah. A lovely walk with this little doggy this New Year's Day. Early morning, crisp, fresh air. And turn a corner to the cheap, cloying scent of dryer sheets being vented outside.
Shut up, I like them.
Please, folks, just disgusting. Bad smells are pollution. And then somebody responds, are you honestly complaining about the scent of someone doing their laundry?
And fresh dryer sheets. It's not like it's leaving their filthy rags outside and they smell bad. This is something nice.
Blood-curdling scream around 12:45.
Oh, cool. That's fun.
Woke to the sound of multiple screams and wails. Almost sounded like a cry or sorrow, more so than pain. Walked around the neighborhood, ran into a squad car that was dispatched to the other neighbors who heard it too. Hope everyone is safe and okay. And then the response from Michael says, sorry, just got caught up in the finale of The Bachelor. Couldn't believe the outcome. Can you imagine?
Yes, I can.
I'd love to have a Trump and Cruz sign in my yard. Where do we get them? This is an ongoing one of people responding back and forth. The first answer is Jim Crow's campaign office has some. And then the guy goes, where's that? And he goes, 1950 Segregation Street. And the guy goes, not coming up in navigation. Is it in Austin?
Oh, my God. And he's probably being serious.
He is. Yes, he is. And finally, crazy raccoons. The area of 65th Avenue. Last night, I spotted at least five possibly inebriated raccoons pushing a recycling bin down the road south on 65th Avenue.
Who guesses that raccoons are drunk? They're raccoons.
They're drunk.
With power.
According to this, they're drunk. FYI, if you're missing your bin, this is where it went. So, where's your marijuana?
I guess it's in my office. I don't know. I got to go get it. Well, now that's so nice. Hi.
Strange conversation.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you saw this, but the official Disneyland Instagram account got hacked.
Oh, no. Yes. Really?
And they put up some foul stuff, and then Disneyland got a hold of it again. But...
Oh, I feel bad for them.
I do, too.
That's
but
the last thing they need.
If a company like that can get hacked and somebody can take over their Instagram, isn't it really all of us?
Right.
So we do have our computer expert, Pinky. Is it Pinky or Trixie? What are we going with?
Pinky, Trixie, whatever. I think last time it was Pinky.
Trixie.
We're going with Trixie today.
Yeah, so you can hide your identity from the world.
How easy is it for other people to take over your Instagram?
Well, it really depends. So if someone sends you a link with it looks like a nefarious site where you would enter your username and password, it's fairly easy. Because they can then capture that. And that's usually what happens with these Instagram hacks. It's usually a friend that sends you a message that looks like your friend, but it's really somebody that hacked them. And they're just collecting all these username and passwords and hoping that you use them in other places.
What does the email say? We need your password for what?
It would say something like, your account has been taken over. We're trying to get it back. Please visit this website.
I see.
And a password to confirm it to you.
So supposedly they're trying to help you while they're getting the information to hack you.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
exactly.
I would imagine, like, Instagram, like, a bunch of us have the KLOS keys to the Instagram. So, I mean, any of them, anybody that had the keys to theirs, they get that email, and then they basically opened up the Instagram for the entire company, right? Isn't that kind of what happens?
Yeah. Usually that's what happens. And in most cases, they'll have the same, the company or yourself will have the same username on various platforms. So, like, I know Kevin Sluggo, you guys have Instagram, or you have Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and usually go by the same handle or username.
Yeah.
And a lot of people use the same password as well for all the different accounts. So,
and that is smart.
That's what these hackers are thinking.
That's thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up for the bad guys, thumbs down for you.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Because if they can figure out one password, then they get everything.
Right, exactly. And with this whole Disney thing, it didn't really seem to me, this is just a hunch. It wasn't the guy who posted his picture on there with his name and everything.
Right.
I think it was somebody doing that to get revenge on him or doing some sort of cyberbullying.
It did seem odd that he would put his own picture on there.
Yeah. And the thing is that it was posted to both Disney and Disney's Instagram and Facebook about the same time with the same message. So my hunch is just that it was an insider that did it.
All right.
And they just used the one software that they used to post to all their social media platforms, and they posted it to Instagram and Facebook. So I'm guessing that's what they did.
So a bit of personal revenge that clearly is going to get that guy in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it's going to make that guy look bad.
Yeah.
You know, with any company that comes that he tries to work with, they'll look up his name and find that, hey, your name was part of a hack to Instagram.
All right, question. I can't remember any of my passwords, and I'm always clicking forgot password, reset.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go with the same one. And you're saying that's a terrible thing to do.
Everybody listen up.
That's a bad thing.
Bad thing to do. What you could do, and what others can do, is it's called two-factor authentication. So there's these apps that once you enter your username, they'll ask you for a second form of authentication, which is something like a Microsoft Authenticator or another tool called Authy.
Mm-hmm.
And what it'll do is the website that you're trying to log into will push you to that app, and then the app will give you a code that's good for maybe 60 seconds. You enter that code into the website, and it'll log you in. So the people are trying to go away from passwords right now and using this two-factor authentication instead.
Oh, so you don't even need a password with that, because they'll just send you a separate code. Gotcha.
Right. A lot of websites I use to log into, I use the two-factor authentication, and that seems to do it for me. I've never really had an issue with passwords in the past, so
Shut up. You're just bragging now.
Are you using that because you can't remember all your passwords as well, or is it just a good system for you?
Stupid Trixie acting all better than us.
Damn it, Trixie.
It's just better to, I guess, use this authenticator because nobody else is going to have that code except for you. Right?
Right, gotcha.
It's tied to your phone or to your mobile device, so no one else in the world is going to have that except you.
Right.
All right. I'll start doing it that way. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Trixie. Or Pinky.
No problem.
Whatever your name is today, we appreciate it.
By the way, I enjoyed you dancing on the bar the other day, Trixie. That was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I loved it, too.
Thanks, dude. Thank you. The story is going to make people do that. Scream.
It's the greatest story ever.
It's terrifying. I don't think we should share this. We, you know, it's a public service. Is that what it is?
There's a new thing that could kill you. Oh. And, of course, there is. And it's called a mini shark bug.
No.
A mini shark bug.
No, I don't like it.
I'm gonna tweet a picture of it soon. It's not attractive. You won't like it. They hunt in packs, sometimes hundreds.
Are they in the ocean?
They are in the shallow ocean.
Like, so right off Santa Monica coast, you might find some. Oh, my God.
And what do they feast on? That's correct. Feet.
Ah!
Feet.
No!
Listen.
No. What? Oh, this.
Beware of some creepy crawlers nicknamed Mini Shark.
Mini sharks.
And they're bugs?
They're bugs, yes.
And they eat people.
That sort of they
bite people. They swarm people.
They gang up on people.
Oh, my God.
Like piranha.
Piranha fish.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's hear some more.
Shrimp-like crustaceans are aggressive and have a strong appetite for human feet.
Dramatic report.
They have an appetite for feet.
Gross.
Does that mean if they got to your shins, they go, you know what? Not interested.
So maybe they are these like born out of, you know, they have those fish that they put on people's feet to eat off the weird.
Yeah, but that's not what this is.
Did it come from that somehow? Some genetic nightmare?
I don't know if it was a genetic experiment gone wrong.
Right.
I just know that they exist.
They really are. They really are. They out there.
It's a real thing. I'll tweet the link.
Oh, my God.
And they do attack, and they do attack in numbers.
Oh, neat. That's
and
fun.
They attack feet. Play the next part.
They're less than half an inch long. They swarm together by the thousands and attack like piranhas.
Attack like piranhas.
Hold up.
This is...
Their bites feel like pinpricks, but they can't drop
Hold on,
bites.
I'm still...
Okay, we're scared.
All right.
We get it.
Now go ahead.
Oh.
Their bites feel like pinpricks, but they can't draw blood.
They can draw blood.
That's fun. You mean like on a pen and paper?
They hunt in packs.
And they eat your feet. So you're out there, you're
These
minding your own business.
Mini shark bugs.
Do they look like sharks? Do they have little fins?
No, I'll show you. Oh, okay. I'll tweet it in a second. But
right.
Play the next part.
Health officials, professionals recommend rapidly shuffling the feet to reduce the bites. So far, Southern California beaches haven't issued any warnings to swimmers.
Okay. Why is it constant? Everything is going to kill us.
Here's what I love.
Yeah.
A, they call them mini shark bugs.
Yeah, that's kind of good.
B, they attack in numbers. Thousands. Sometimes.
Thousands.
Like piranhas.
Yeah, yeah.
C, they can draw blood. And D, the government's response is, move your feet quickly. Literally what they said.
Oh, you know, just don't stand
Shuffle
there.
Shuffle your feet a little bit.
Yeah, you'll be good.
It'll help.
They'll bite you a lot.
Yeah,
look, there's a lot of crap going on in the world. Just get over it.
Shuffle your feet. That's all.
The title track from his new EP, The Cage, Billy Idol. That's going to be out September 23rd. And, you know, he's going to be doing a residency at the Cosmopolitan. You've never stayed there?
I've never stayed there, no.
I hear so many good things about that place.
I have, too.
Really want to go one of these days. He's going to be doing 5 shows at the Chelsea in Las Vegas. Billy Idol on KLOS.
Be worth it to see him.
Hell yeah.
Time for one American dollar.
Yeah! Today's the day you're going to win.
I've never won.
You're going to take this dollar and you're going to go to Vegas and you're going to lose it on roulette.
Sluggo has won twice and I have won 0 times.
And amazingly, I haven't cheated. If I had cheated, I probably would have admitted by now because I've spent the money.
I doubt it.
You're never going to get that money back.
But, all right. So how many guesses do I get? Wait, what's the topic?
The topic is something you and I both love.
Okay.
The movies, 1970s movies. And it's the top 10 grossing films of that particular decade from January 1st, 1970 to December 31st, 1979.
It's so weird because you immediately think of the movies you like.
Sure, of course.
And those might not be the ones.
No, I know. When I did this, kind of not looking very carefully, I got quite a few of them right off the bat and then started hit the mud. But I think you're going to, I'm so sure you're going to win this one. I'm going to, I was thinking 6, but you got to get 5.
6? Are you
right.
insane?
You really want that dollar.
Well, come on. Let's make it reasonable.
All right. 5 right out of the top 10 of the best.
How many guesses?
Let's say 8 altogether.
Wow. All right.
These are the movies that made a hell of a lot of money in the 1970s. And I guarantee you've seen every single one of them.
All right. I have the first one that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Is Godfather.
The Godfather.
Yes.
Now, I have to get the right sound effect here so I don't accidentally...
There we go. All right. I got
that is one of them. That is number 6 on the list.
Okay. I'm going to guess. See, here's where you go. Was Godfather 2 in the 70s or was it early 80s?
These are things you have to ask yourself.
I'm going to say Godfather 2.
Godfather 2 is such a huge movie. One of the
yes.
only ones that did so well as a
exactly.
sequel.
Exactly. Thank you.
Not in the top 10.
Was it in the 70s?
It was in the 70s. It's on the list somewhere. I can't see it because Grandpa's really old here.
What else was big in the 70s?
But it's not here. So that's one
punk rock
down.
Disco. Saturday Night Fever!
Saturday Night Fever!
Thank you!
What? It is not on the list. Actually, it's number 20, which surprised me as well. I thought that would be on the list.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now what, I guess?
You're kind of screwed. Now think 1970s. You would go to, well, I'm gonna throw out a...
Apocalypse Now.
Here you would say the Chinese. Is that one of your guesses?
No. I said
good, because
no.
I'm glad it wasn't.
Okay, good.
Because that's what you would have heard.
Good.
I'm glad you didn't hear that. I don't want you to hear that sound.
Good.
Because wow. No, it's not.
Wow.
Look at that. Ladies and gentlemen, a freebie. It's like I'm dealing them a free card,
wow.
Freehand.
The original Halloween was then.
The original the Halloween. 70s. What a great movie
Thank
that was.
You.
Didn't really do that well, though. I don't think you want to guess that.
Oh, okay. That's
I don't
not
think
my guess,
you do.
Though.
Wow, you're getting down
what
to the wire.
What is happening?
All right, I'll give you one hint.
Okay.
And you got to think about it a little more. I could give you a couple of hints, but I'll give you one here. Just one. Pew, pew. It was the biggest movie of the damn decade. What do we
Star
still
Wars.
See? Thank you. Ding,
yes.
ding, 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 ding.
Wow. Thank you. And you gave that one away. Did All I right. say Apocalypse Now?
No, you did not. I don't think you want to.
Okay.
Did
I,
you
don't,
did.
I don't.
Yeah,
no,
you
don't. I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't.
You don't.
No.
I can't give any more hints. I sure want to. There's so many on
Dirty.
Here. There's one that we have quoted so often in this little... This little studio
when was,
from time to time.
When was this Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters? That's 1984.
All right, shut up. I'm trying to think. Got me on the spot here. The one that we quote all the time. Animal House.
Animal. Wow, you're
Animal
very
House.
Good. That is
Animal
not one we
House.
Time, but indeed, that is absolutely correct.
Is it on? Yeah.
Yeah. Actually,
right.
it is. Yeah.
So I got three.
So you got this. Yeah, Animal House is number 8.
Okay.
No, sorry, number 9 of the biggest moneymakers of the 1970s.
Films. See, now I'm just trying to think
domestic
of movies.
Box office.
Taxi Driver.
I'm going to have to give you a buzz on that one. Are you saying that?
No. Well, no, I'm not saying
wow.
that.
Wow.
I was just thinking
wow.
out loud. I was thinking out loud.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, How to Cheat 101.
Harry.
Yeah. What a good film. Not on the list. All right, you ready for this? You're going to kick yourself in the ass.
Yeah.
Underneath your blazing saddles is number 10. The one you got, Animal House, was number 9.
So dumb.
Dude, the one that I was trying to tell you, and it's just here, I have to give you a hint.
No, you don't have to mock.
No, I know, because I didn't get this either. I couldn't even believe this one. This one just blew me away.
Break a wine.
What?
It's a bandit, it's a snowman.
Number 8. I do remember every time I went to see this damn movie, it was sold out. And it was on, played for like a year and a half.
Hey, Bandit, me and Fred got a question.
What do you and Fred want?
How come we doing this?
Well, why not?
Well, they said it couldn't be done.
Well, that's the reason, son.
Wow.
Number 8.
I listen, if I would have even thought of that movie, which I didn't, I would have never
I
thought
know.
It was top 10.
Me either. I never would have guessed
really?
It.
It's a lovely day for an exorcism.
Exorcist.
Is number 7.
Come on.
You got The Godfather, that's number 6.
Yeah.
You Will Believe a Man Can Fly.
Superman?
That was number 5.
Was in the 70s?
Yeah, it's 1978.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. One of my favorite movies. I love this movie, and I didn't think of it. The Sting. I love that movie.
Totally forgot about The Sting.
Great
I
movie.
Love that movie, too.
Here's one I never would have guessed. Grease.
No.
And I was going to say my first date movie I've told you a few times.
Yeah, that's true.
No. Jaws.
Oh, Jaws.
Jaws
right.
was the...
Oh, Jaws.
Yeah, that was number 2.
Forgot about Jaws, and I didn't get anywhere near number 1?
And no, yeah, number 1 was Star Wars.
It was Star
I gave you a little
You gave me the
distance.
Exact... Wow.
Well, hell, I really thought I'd give you a buck.
I'm going to have to start paying you
$7,500.
Man, oh, man. Coming up in about 10 minutes. Keep
yep.
listening.
Yep.
We'll tell you when to call. We'll play you the clip. You identify the song. You'll win $7,500 to kick off your weekend.
That is insane.
I'm going to tell you that this story isn't possible.
Okay.
And yet I've done some research and it seems to be the truth.
Truth is stranger than fiction. So
several different sites
uh-huh.
has this story.
Mm-hmm.
There was a woman named Sarabi who was expected to marry Mangesh Kumar.
Okay.
In India on Thursday night.
This past Thursday night?
Yes.
Okay.
When the ceremony rituals began, which makes it sound like it's a multi-day thing?
Sure.
I don't know for sure.
Well, you know, sometimes families have large parties that go on for a long time.
Right, and I think that's the culture in India. Mm-hmm. When the ceremony rituals began, the bride and groom were exchanging garlands as part of the ceremony.
Okay.
And she said, I'm not feeling well.
Okay.
And she fell over and had a massive heart attack and died.
Oh, man. Well, that's cheerful. Thank you for sharing that story.
No, I'm not done.
Oh, okay. Good night, everybody.
You're not going to believe what happened.
Have a good night. Have a great weekend.
A doctor was called. She was pronounced dead after suffering a heart attack.
Wow.
The guy is still standing there.
Sure. In shock.
And he says to the parents who just lost their daughter.
Oh, no.
Hey, what if I was to marry her younger sister?
What? Are you serious?
Yes. That's why I say it's...
Well, no, that makes me start to think maybe to he imagine. Had something to do with it. Although that's pretty crazy right at that moment. But talk about leaving her at the altar. I mean, holy cow.
There's nothing that says anything about being poisoned or anything. But
wow,
so
dude.
He asked the parents of the woman who...
I hope they
died.
Had a word with him.
With her body in the next room.
Oh, my God.
They agreed.
Ah, that one will do. What about that one?
Yes.
How much is that one?
Yes.
What about that? Oh, man.
Her brother commented, it was a bizarre situation at the wedding of my younger sister took place while the dead body of my other sister was lying in another room.
Wait, they went ahead and did get married?
Yes!
No!
That's what I said!
Get out of here! Didn't register!
The parents said yes.
No!
And not only yes, but right away.
Now.
Yes.
Get the hell out of here.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
How is it possible?
I mean, this sounds like something that could have happened from the 1600s all the way back through history.
Maybe.
But not in 2020.
Maybe. I don't know. I did check several websites, and they all seem to have the same story.
Wow.
So the uncle says, we've never witnessed such mixed emotions. The grief over her death and the happiness of the wedding has yet to sink in.
What happiness? The guy's a jerk, man.
Imagine the younger sister.
Yeah.
She's just showing up to be in her sister's wedding.
She's like, do I have to go?
Hey, what about you? Yes. What do you mean, Dad? What?
Get up there.
Did you say yes?
Don't you embarrass me.
That's insane.
You take his hand in lawful marriage.
Give me five songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
Last week, we had someone give us a suggestion. You're always welcome to suggest themes for the Gimme Five. And they said, how about fight songs? War songs? I think that was a good idea. 818-955-KLOS. What fight songs do you got? It's all about fighting and war songs today. And these guys have one. It's Gimme Five on 95.5 KLOS. And anytime you feel like it, you can make a suggestion for the theme for the Gimme Five, which is exactly what this guy did last week. Listen carefully. You'll hear one of the suggestions that's just about to play.
I have a suggestion for another theme for another day.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, what?
What about fights, battles, and wars?
Mm.
Wow.
For example, fight the good fight, Battle of Evermore, and War Pigs, you know, just to throw a couple out.
Sirs. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. It is Gimme Five. Five songs about fighting. Fight like a brave. Street fighting man. I know some Zeppelin there. What do you think should be on here? Hello, KLOS.
I wanted to request Black Sabbath. What do you think?
Greatest ending to a rock song ever. Man, we are seconds away from party music.
Yes, we are.
O-Rama.
From 5 to 7 every Friday, we do our old request fest. But first, Florida could become the latest state to study magic mushrooms as mental health treatment.
Oh, I guess we're moving.
This is a big thing. Two proposed companion bills in the Florida legislature would, if passed, allow the Board of Medicine to study MDMA and magic mushrooms and ketamine.
It definitely helps with depression from what I'm hearing more.
That's
and more
what they're saying.
The
it's a depression thing. And if they give them any of these three under strict supervision,
right,
maybe it helps.
And I'll be sure to make sure to keep that strict supervision going.
Sure.
For me, for sure.
No, not for you. I'm saying for other people.
No, I'm moving.
You don't get your... Oh, I see.
Oh, I'm going. Oh, yeah. It's done.
You.
Done deal. Yeah, if it happens.
We're going to find out some more information on the Heineken 00 hotline. We have Chris Witowski. He's the co-founder of Celera Bioscience.
Maybe you want to say it, Chris?
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, good. He's been sampling.
I'm good, but I could use some mushrooms.
It's Silera Bioscience.
That was close.
And we are one of the newest startups there in Florida that are trying to use psychedelics for treatment of mental health and addiction and Alzheimer's disease, all types of neurological dysfunction.
Wow,
that's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
Yeah,
and I'm
you have to realize that these drugs have not been really studied or researched since the 70s. They've taken on a connotation of being used as a recreational drug, mm-hmm. but as you mentioned, magic mushrooms and things like that. But we're finding as a therapeutic is really a potential for curing a lot of illnesses that have very poor history of medical treatment right now.
Well, that sounds really cool, and very. I'm surprised that the government is that. You know, they have their eyes that open that they're actually willing to try it.
Very true.
Surprising.
Well, yeah.
The research is there. The medical science is there to back it up. Mm-hmm. I've got a professor here that works with me. It's a unicorn that lives inside my washing machine.
I'm sorry,
and
what?
And the unicorn that lives inside my washing machine has mm-hmm. told me that these drugs are perfectly safe and useful in many different ways.
Okay.
So when he's like which spin cycle does he most come up with, like his most insightful, helpful?
Obviously delicate, because you don't want to hurt the unicorn. They're very sensitive creatures. And one of the professors here is a fire hydrant that's made out of candy corn. He told me that he believes that this is the wave of the future. We're going to get $25 million from an investment company, according to my CFO, which is a bag of steel-cut oats that talks to me every morning. And
it's the right thing to do.
We're in good shape. We're gonna take this money. We're gonna do a lot of research, and we're gonna turn a lot of people on. It's gonna be freaking unbelievable. I can't wait for this, man.
Well, I mean, I thought you were gonna use it on the patients.
Yeah, patient. You have to be patient. It'll be right there. You don't have to be patient. You can hurry up and just get it right away. No need to be patient, because we're going to be handing it out like candy. It's going to be nuts. My snow tire tell me he can't wait. He's waiting for it to jump right in. So we got a lot of good stuff going on down here in Florida, man. You should absolutely move.
This sounds like groundbreaking treatment right here. I got to say.
People are dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
In New Zealand, James Sutton was wanted on outstanding warrants. I've showed you his picture, Sluggo.
Yeah.
He's 24 years old.
Oh, dude.
He was quickly captured because they put his picture out on social media, and they said he shouldn't be hard to find.
Definitely now, not.
The guy looks like he's fully tatted, like his face is entirely tatted.
Completely tatted up.
Although it looks sort of like it's Sharpie.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks kind of...
But it, consistent in the second picture that he posted.
On the top of his head, though, it reads Beast.
And giant letters.
B-E-A-S-T in giant letters all the way across his forehead.
And Ozzy would be laughing his head off.
So then, to be... also on his knuckles, it says game over.
Game over, man!
Yep. He was seemingly taunting police by updating his Facebook profile picture by wearing a mask.
Yes, he wore a mask. I don't know if he was taunting police. He didn't seem that smart. But yes.
But you can still see Beast.
Yes, describe
all
the mask.
Way across his forehead.
It's like a typical COVID mask.
Yeah, it's a COVID mask.
It doesn't cover his face. It doesn't cover the most important part, the large Beast written on his stupid empty forehead.
One person commented, "Cops won't even recognize you now, bro."
New Zealand, they make it easy for the criminals.
And how many people live in New Zealand? 12?
3, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
How hard could it be to find this guy?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I have seen a fella with Beast written on his head.
They found him the next day. All right, let's do this.
Yeah, what?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
I like that station. That's a good station.
There are cars which will only do the speed limit.
Why would you buy such a piece
of
garbage?
There's a car that will
screw that.
If the speed limit is 65, the car will automatically sense it.
Oh my God! No, the
and
man.
you will not be able to go 66.
This is why I hated renting U-Hauls back in the day, because they had those governors on them, and I'm like, that was back when the freeway speed was 55.
Right,
it would take forever. Town to town, up and down the dial. I mean, it was insane. I hated it. I would not buy such a car.
Listen to this, and then we're going to take your thoughts at 818-955-KLOS.
In this electric car, a lead foot can only get you so far. It's equipped with intelligent speed assistance.
No, that's not intelligent speed assistance.
It is.
That's being annoying.
That's quite a positive spin.
That means the car knows the speed limit here is 20 miles per hour, and it won't let you go above it.
When was the last time you went the speed limit anywhere, dude?
I mean, really, when you're on side streets, if it's 35, usually you're going 45, 40.
Yeah.
About that.
I don't go way over.
Right. You go 60, you're an idiot.
You can't go 35. That's a speed suggestion.
That's my thought.
So I'm pressing the pedal, but you see, actually, the number's going down.
Driving me is New York City Deputy Mayor Meera Joshi. The city is the first in the U.S. to try speed limiter technology in 50 of its fleet vehicles.
Oh, my God, I hate everything.
You go straight to hell.
I can't stand it.
We need to be at the forefront. There's no reason today, with so much technology and so much awareness, that anybody should die at the hands of an automobile.
Oh, what die? Just get there 5 minutes faster.
What they're talking about is a devastating statistic, which is that so far this year, 20,000 people have died in car accidents.
Because they were all speeding?
I would suggest that every head-on, if it was going 75 or 55, is irrelevant.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes. And let's factor in drugs and all of that, or, you know, if they're drunk and whatever, and all the other stupid things. And
let's go on.
Come on.
Federal data shows more than 20,000 deaths on our roads in the first half of this year. It is one reason why, in its latest safety recommendation, the National Transportation Safety Board is calling on the federal government to start incentivizing car makers to put speed limiter systems in new cars.
All right, so stop it there. So, because this city is all cars, Los Angeles is a car city.
Yes. Nobody walks in L.A.
You don't have a choice.
No.
You really don't have a choice.
You have to, yeah.
So they're saying that this is the future and it's going to happen. Here's how it works.
New York's speed limiter program works through something called telematics. Stored data on local speed limits is cross-referenced with a car's GPS position. Software in New York's cars gives the driver an alarm or simply just cuts off the accelerator when you reach the speed limit.
You and I were just talking about getting around stuff.
So when you step on it, it literally is non-responsive.
Right. In fact, she was saying that it going a little bit slower.
Because she was going a little faster than the speed limit was at that moment.
Gotcha.
So then it was slowing down to the speed limit.
But now, you and I like to break the things. I'm thinking, all right, if it's going by the GPS in your car,
right,
you got it on your phone, you don't need it in your car. Hey, mechanic, let me slide you $100 to disconnect the GPS.
Oh, we're
going to
get around it. There's no question about
Woo!
That. We're
going to
get around
Screw
it.
Screw you, big brother.
But
yeah,
the biggest concern that I have would be, what if you need to go faster? What if you're in an on-ramp?
Emergency.
Or it's emergency and you need to step on it to get wherever you need to go.
What if there's a big flag in Raiders of the Lost Ark, the big ball coming behind him in the beginning of the movie?
Right,
what if something's flying at you like that?
I don't know how to answer that.
I have that a lot.
Although, they do have an answer for you.
They do?
Yes, listen.
This system does have an override. If you press this button, you can accelerate beyond the speed limit for 15 seconds in case you need to merge or speed up to meet the flow of traffic.
All right.
Nope, 15 seconds not long enough. But, I mean, at least they're thinking
something.
Of it. It's something.
It's something. Yeah. So if you're getting on a freeway and you have to speed up quickly, that's enough.
Yeah.
You got to push a button and then step on it.
Right.
Right.
I mean, it's hard enough to just say, well, you're not paying attention. That's even more dangerous.
All right. Thoughts. 818-955-KLOS.
My first thought is, at least by the time it's probably in mass production, I'll be so old I won't want to be driving anyway.
You shouldn't
so I won't
be,
really
probably
shouldn't be
driving,
driving
right now.
The
next clip we don't really have time for is just a guy saying it is the future and we will all be using it.
We'll all be getting around it somehow.
So thoughts, 818-955-KLOS. Right now we're talking about cars that will not go faster than the speed limit. And on Twitter, Lord Giron,
sure,
I believe is his name. Isn't that just a Prius? KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
He's going for the gold. He's going for the gold. Oh, he didn't get the gold.
What are you calling about? Are you calling about the driving cars that won't let you go over the speed limit?
Yeah, but, you know, with all the new technology they're coming out with, they should put in cars, you know, this technology where, you know, police cars are chasing them, they can just get their license plate on the computer and shut that car down automatically before they kill someone.
I don't really have a problem with that.
Wow, interesting.
When you hack it, then you could be turning people's cars off on the freeway, which would be fun, but that's a good idea, dude. I think that's a very good idea.
Yeah, only cops could do that, you know, if you're chasing someone.
Well, I might find a way, but...
There's ways to hack it, but thank you for calling.
Hey, that guy cut me off. I'm going to turn his car off. Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Cars that won't go faster than the speed limit.
What do you think about that?
I think it's moronic. I think it's just, I mean, just, this is a typical example of the few trying to understand the many, and they have absolutely no concept of reality. Not one shred of reality.
I mean, that's also our complaint, is the reality of the situation is you do need to go faster than the speed limit sometimes.
From time to time, yeah. And besides, just mind your own damn business.
Yeah, if you're on the freeway, you go with the speed of traffic.
Yep.
You do not go 55 miles an hour.
Right, yes.
Yeah, this is coming out of New York, too. They don't know, they don't understand, man, what it's like to be out here on the West
Coast. That's true.
At all.
They don't.
Yeah. Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Cars that won't go faster than the speed limit. That song is choice.
Indeed. I agree.
I haven't heard the word choice used in a long time. We're not asking you to call right now, but in a few minutes, the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Yeah, and it is up a long ways. If you can use $6,600, then be ready to play in a little while. Not right now.
Right now, what are your thoughts on cars that won't go faster than the speed limit?
I think it sucks.
Why?
I think that we should be able to have the ability to do what we want in our own cars.
America! I agree!
I agree.
Yes!
I agree with you.
If I want to go 150 into a wall, I'm going to go 150 into a wall!
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess...
If that's your choice.
That's right!
Listen, I'm trying to encourage him to do that as well.
He really has been, actually. Well, I think that's why I even thought of it. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello!
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about cars that won't go faster than the speed limit.
So yeah, that technology's been around for a while in the commercial industry, so these trucks are... You can be in the middle of the desert, and they will only go as fast as the sign is posted.
It's so frustrating.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, you could be making up time. You know, then that's actually, in the long run, probably costing more because you could get to your destination quicker.
And as soon as you hit the state line, then you can go faster.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
If it says 35 miles an hour, your truck's only doing 35 miles an hour.
So frustrating.
Are you a driver?
I am.
Oh my God, it must be so frustrating. First of all, I'm very jealous. I love the idea of being out there in the world.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome, but it's very frustrating when you can only go 2 miles an hour actually above the speed limit. That's a big issue.
Oh my God, wow, that is frustrating.
So, yeah.
They're going to be going driverless here shortly.
Yeah,
they've
true.
They've only went across the United States without a driver.
Wow, really?
That is true.
Wow.
Listen, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there, so we need to disable that right away.
I'm a mechanic, so
yeah,
I know how to do it.
We're going to do what they say can't be done.
We're going to put you on hold and take your number.
Yeah, exactly. We got some business for you, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. He's not booing the song.
No.
He's booing cars that won't go faster than the speed limit.
They know what the speed limit is, and they're going to make you go that speed at
your,
the most.
Your thoughts?
Well, you know, I already got a 2011 Fiesta that barely even goes when I hit the gas pedal as it is. So
right.
Why do we need to add more cars that suck on the road?
Yeah, that's not the American way. You know, that's a good point. You know, it was supposed to be a muscle car that moves your ass.
Right? Hey, if we wanted to go the speed limit, I'd go to Japan where they obey the speed limit.
They don't have any fun.
Instead, I'm going to go to Germany where they have the, what do they call it? Autobahn.
Yes.
Woo! No speed limit.
Put a speed limit on that.
Woo! This world sucks.
What's the speed limit on the Autobahn?
It's like, I don't know. It's like 180 miles per hour.
All right.
Over this kilometers.
I'm okay with that.
I went there one time in a rental car, and
did
it
you?
Was a really crappy rental car. And I was going, like as fast as I could. And people were flying past me like I was stopped.
Well, that's what's going to happen here with anybody that buys these new crappy cars. Shall we play a game? The name game. The $100,000 name. Hope you you've been paying attention and you're ready to win yourself $1,000 if you're caller 13 right now and can answer our question. Tell us the name we're looking for. Caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Speaking of names, who's this?
Hi, this is Poppy.
You sound rather happy to have gotten through and be caller 13.
Okay, let's do this.
You got a deal. All right, it's the $100,000 KLOS name game. It's up to $1,000, and here's what we're looking for right now. It's a classic Crayola color. Did you used to play with crayons?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's a classic Crayola color with a two-word name. And the last two guesses were Purple Hearts and Celestial Blue. What do you got for us?
I'm going to do Red Orange.
Red Orange is not the right answer.
Dang it.
Go back in time and change your answer, all right? You got a time machine there with you, right?
Okay.
All right. $1,200 next hour. Good luck. Try again.
All right. Thank you.
It's a great deal of talking about game playing in that song. Do you want to play a game right now? You know which game I'm talking about. It's worth $1,200 right this second. And if you can give me what I want, then be caller 13 818-955 KLOS. We will play the KLOS $100,000 name game. And while you're dialing, these gentlemen will entertain you. What is your name?
Jennifer,
I am desirous of giving you $1,200.
Oh, my goodness. That'd be awesome.
Will you help me do that?
Yeah.
That's very thoughtful of you. What's the KLOS $100,000 name game right now? We're looking for a classic Crayola color with a two-word name. Would you like to know what the last two guesses were?
Yes.
They were wrong. They were foolish.
Hmm?
They said red, orange, and celestial blue. So what Crayola color do you think we're looking for now?
Blue-violet.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Come on.
I mean, it's such a great color, right? It should win, right?
Yeah, come on, get over.
Next hour, it'll be worth $1,400. Will you call back and play again?
Yes, I will.
Good luck unto thee. All right, you ready to play? The name game. It is up to $1,400. Caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You get to play. And here's a little more information about it. The name game. $100,000? That's too much money! Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Tracy,
well done you. You're caller 13.
Sweet!
Which means you get to play our precious little game. You know what's going on, right?
I've been a little in the dark.
Well, that's a good place to be often. But we are right now looking for a classic Crayola color with a two-word name. And if you can tell me what it is, I can give you $1,400 of the $100,000 we're playing with here at KLOS. Let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Blue Violet, which was a great movie. That's not right. Something like that. And Red Orange. But those aren't the ones we're looking for. What do you think the classic Crayola color with a two-word name is?
Yellow green.
Is incorrect. Well said, sir. Sorry, man. Thanks for playing. And the next time, it's tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank. It'll be worth $1,600. Bruce Springsteen released The River on this day in rock in 1980. The Bee Gees scored the unique distinction of being the first group from the UK to have chart toppers in three different decades, the 60s, 70s, and 80s. On this day in rock in 1987, when You Win Again hit number one in the UK. George Michael, not the one from the Bluth family, on this day in rock, paid £1.5 million in 2000 for the upright piano that John Lennon wrote Imagine on, and that translates to a lot of US dollars.